If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, and this is your host, Danny Pena. This week, we have multiple episodes. We have a surprise coming up and also a hands-on impressions and interview all about the new Dragon Age game. You don't want to miss these episodes, only here on GTR. But this episode, we have... I sat down with the team, actually Rodrigo Huertas from United We Dream Action. We had a live stream. We talked about Hispanic Heritage Month and also things that's been going on here in the States and related to also gaming, social issues, and a bunch of the other topics. But more importantly, we talked about why it's important to register the vote. And also do research and all that stuff. So we had a great conversation. I think you guys are going to enjoy this conversation here, which we streamed live on Twitch, which is twitch.tv/gamertagradio. So make sure to listen to this episode. It's a pretty cool special episode for you guys. And remember, Dragon Age and surprise episode coming up very soon. Enjoy and see you later this week. Rodrigo, so last time we had you, we were actually playing Fortnite. Have you been practicing ever since then, or what?
We did not get to to get a first place, so I have to practice a lot. I've been playing every day ever since.
Oh, good, man. Have you played Star Wars Outlaws at all?
I have not, but it looks really, really good. I'm watching here your stream, and it looks amazing.
Oh yeah, the game is cool. And I don't know if you heard. The Kves, she's Latina, the actress from Venezuela.
Humberly, right?
Humberly Gonzalez. Yep. She travels a lot over here in the States, but she actually lives in Canada. But she's really cool, very talented. She was actually in Far Cry 6 with Giancarlo Desposito.
Oh, yes.
So she was part of that too, man. So
that's awesome. I mean, it's really good to see Latinos in video games, but overall in Star Wars altogether too.
Yeah, exactly. That's not that many of us in Star Wars, man, So now Rodrigo, I know the election is coming up. We'll love to have a conversation with you about everything that's going on now with United We Dream Action and what you guys been working on now ever since we've been, talking since last time.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for having me again, Danny. I'll tell, a little bit about myself for everybody that is watching, maybe who didn't see me last time. Mm-hmm. So my name is Rodrigo. I am United We Dream Action's digital director. And I was born and raised in Guatemala. So my family I moved with my family to the United States about a little bit over 14 years in 2010. Mm-hmm. And ever since I was a kid, I always loved all digital things, all video game things, all of the things about Star Wars, computers, design, video, and all of that stuff. And I found out about United We Dream Action in 2014. And I found out that United We Dream was like a space where we were fighting for the rights of immigrants like myself, and just ensuring that everybody can live in dignity and respect in the United States. Mm-hmm. And that's when I decided, how can I plug into this space? Like, this seems like a place where I'm welcome and I have all of this expertise on digital things. What can I do here? So I plugged in myself into United with Dream, and United with Dream Action, we started to do a lot of work on fighting for DACA, everything related to immigration, protecting immigrants and things like that. And one of the big things that have been happening specifically this year, and I think since last year, have been like all of the attacks that you've been seeing on against like immigrant communities, right? So there's a lot of anti-immigrant things that especially in like states like Florida, Texas, and Arizona, where they're trying to like really pass like anti-immigrant policies that make the life, life more difficult for immigrants, but also Latinos altogether. And so joining this space, I said, okay, well, now I have my experience as an immigrant, my experience as a Latino, and also all of this expertise so that we can bring it all together. And that's why I'm here, so that we can talk a little bit more about it. We have a space called The Squad, where people can also sign up and like find out more about how they can plug themselves in into this work as well. And yeah, we can talk more about it too. But happy to be here.
No, I'm glad that we could continue the conversation, because I think last time a lot of people were hitting me up asking questions like, hey, how can I join? How can I help? You know, that type of thing. And I know definitely going to ask you some questions about Project 2025.
Oh, yes.
We're definitely going to talk about that. Yeah, because I know we've been seeing that a lot online. And honestly, the conversation started because it was just through social media. Like no press was talking about it until a lot of the content creators started talking about it. And it got a lot of attention. And now everybody knows now, because now the media finally got picked it up and started talking about it. For those that don't know much about Project 2025, but you could tell us a little about it.
Yeah, so Project 2025 is this like is this very big project that has like a series of policies that is going to essentially further this like white nationalist policy agenda in the United States. And so things that are in like the Project 2025, I think I read it the other day that it's like 910 pages or something like that. So it's like a gigantic book of like anti-immigrant and like all of these like harmful policies. Mm-hmm. And it has things like mass deportations and inhumane raids in like things like schools or trying to like separate families from like when they're at the hospital, even in places of worship. Project 2025 also has things like ending birthright citizenship. So, for example, people who are just born in the United States, have citizenship, but they want to end that. They have things like dismantling how people apply for our asylum and making sure that they can seek for refuge. So separating families in this way as well and tearing communities apart. And then it's also trying to terminate life-saving programs that allow people to flee from danger and to live and work in the United States, such as humanitarian parole, temporary protected status, essentially just all types of like avenues so that they can hurt immigrant and Latino communities in our country, in the United States.
Yeah, and well, how about the people say that? Oh, that it's not real. I think that's just it's just fear. They're trying to promote it to get people scared. What do you have to say about that? You know, for those that are always saying that online, you know, because that conversation comes up all the time, you know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people think that this is not like a real thing, but things like the bills that already happened and took place in Florida and Texas are the foundation for Project 2025. So these bills already became law. They're not even like, you know, I'm not even saying like, oh, this is just like a book of policy. These are things that are already enacted, and they're the structural system for Project 2025. Project 2025, what it's trying to do is just expand, right? Like all of these harmful policies against like immigrants and Latinos, they're just trying to expand on it, make it bigger, make it more harmful, and essentially just go after more and more people that they already do.
Yeah. And here's one thing that a lot of people don't know about this, but like you guys don't endorse anybody. You just what you guys promote always is talk about the issues, and it's all about also having a voice, register to vote, and because it is important to vote too, right? To see if we could resolve these issues that we see here in the States, right?
Yeah. So the good thing about like the work that we're doing is that I was mentioning a little bit earlier about this place that we call The Squad. So The Squad
By the way, I posted the link for those that are watching the stream. I posted the link in the chat so you guys could and join the squad. And I'm also going to put in on the podcast for those who are listening to the podcast, you know, so you get to check it out.
Thank you, Danny. Yeah, no problem. So for those who are listening right now, who are watching, the squad is this like a specific place that we created. It's a community, but it's also a group of people who are taking action, right? So like anything that is about creating local events so that you can put direct action and pressure on elected officials so that they can either stop anti-immigrant bills or so that you can pass pro-immigrant legislation. That's like all the type of work that the squad is doing. They're also providing training. We're having coaching and further developing the skills of anybody that wants to really take on this role, right? That is very needed so that we can protect immigrant and Latino communities all together. And you're gonna be able to build community. Like we have a lot of people that are just trying to like, how can we do meetups? How can we, you know, we just saw this issue in like, for example, I live in Boston, right? Maybe there's like an issue here, like, how can we address this issue that is impacting my community? Let's get together and let's try to figure out a solution. That's all the thing that the squad is doing right now.
No, that's good. That's good to see that. And that doesn't matter where in the United States, because you guys could join the squad. And there's always activities, right, in different parts of the United States, right, in different cities?
Correct. So the squad is nationwide. You can join. You can create community locally. You can, if you don't have anybody near, we have like a place where you're going to be able to meet other people and like build community with people online, nationwide. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's an endless world of opportunity. It's an open world of opportunities, just like, you know, the Star Wars game today.
Rodrigo, I know you talked about your story last time we were we had a conversation. So tell us a little bit about like your immigrant experience, how that shaped you, and what it means for you and your loved ones, especially, you know, facing this all these issues happening here in the States and everything like that. What you can tell us about that?
Yeah, so, you know, as I was telling you, I was born and raised in Guatemala. I used to, you know, like, we used to, like, play video games with my friends. I used to, like, you know, watch movies. We used to hang out with my family, etc. And then in 2010, my family made the decision to move to the United States. And it was not an easy decision, but it was a decision that my family made so that we could look for essentially a better life, right? And once we got here, you know, we started doing, like, a lot of work, a lot of like making sure that I was like doing good in school and things like that. And what that meant is that a lot of the things like, you know, like video games and like all of these things that I used to do as a hobby were kind of like more on like the backdrop of my life. Like they weren't really at the center of the things that I was trying to do. And then most recently I started picking up on like, you know, playing video games again. And I started reconnecting with a lot of friends that I had back then at home. And I think a lot of like the immigrant experience that I have here is just like we've been able to it definitely being an immigrant makes you, you know, it's seeing beyond what you have in your home country and like you're really looking for a better life. And in a way, it's also a challenge, right? That like you're separated from the people that you've met, you've separated from the family that you have back home. And there's always that kind of like a space for you to be able to reconnect. And I mean, I think video games have been a good way for me to be able to reconnect with people. About the policy specifically, you know, being an immigrant, we see like on the news all the time, right? Like something good happens for immigrants. Sometimes you see a lot of like, oh, people are talking bad about immigrants. People are talking bad about Latinos. It's something that I didn't really, I didn't know how to deal when I was younger. And now I'm able to like have a conversation with my family and say, look, like this is what these things mean. Like, luckily we have communities like United We Dream where we will have like information of like how to plug into, you know, drive that change that we want to see. If I think it like being in community with other immigrants is kind of like what gives you the opportunity of saying, yeah, we can do things together. And it doesn't have to be scarier, you know, like as we see in the news, things get scary. But if you build community, you're able to figure out what the solution is.
Yeah. And I have to say, let me go to the full camera here because I really want to focus this conversation here. So one of the things that I do like what you guys have been doing is also working with a lot of gaming content creators, because I think it is important to have the conversation with the gaming community, because we there's a lot of us that go through this, man. Look, I know people that that all gone through what you've gone through, that also came from like maybe Dominican Republic, from like other countries and stuff like that. And it is important to have these type of conversations, you know, and hopefully our community could spread the word and everything like that, right? So with this, what you guys have been working with a lot of content creators, like how's that been going for United We Dream Action? I know recently Teen Vogue also posted an article, which I was also featuring that, they also talked about that, about the projects that you've been working on, that you guys have been working on.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, first, thank you, Danny, again, for having me here. I mean, that's we're really excited about the work that we're doing with content creators. The The reason why we're reaching out to content creators is because we want to make sure that more people know about the work that we're doing, right? I think sometimes the work that we're doing kind of like lives in a bubble, and we want to make sure that like people know, you're welcome to join our movement. You're welcome to join this fight. And the more of us that we come together, the better it will be, so that we can fight for better policies. We can fight for better protections. We can fight for like essentially a better world, right? And the the expanding onto creating content with content creators, having conversations that are not just within like our movement, we're reaching out to a new audience. We're reaching out to everybody that is watching us right now and listening to us right now, to say, oh yes, the stories and the things that I'm hearing right now are things that maybe I hadn't seen, or maybe I didn't see myself how I could plug in. Like for example, after the conversation that you and I had, I've had people that come up to me and say, oh, I want to tell my story in the way that I heard you talk about it with Danny. In the future, I want to be able to do that. And those are the types of spaces that we want to make sure that people have. In the same way that when I found out United We Dream in 2014, for me to be able to open the door for more people. And I think that's the crucial part about doing work with content creators. We expand the avenue.
That's good. That's really, really good. Especially now, you know, celebrating, you know, Hispanic Heritage Month. I think this is pretty cool to have these type of conversations and everything like that, you know. So what have you done to deal with these challenges, and how can people build power for themselves and also from their community?
Yeah. So to make sure that we build community, you know, we've been doing a lot of the work on, we're creating like, you know, videos, we're creating social media posts, we're creating sort of like this, like opening the door for everybody to know how to essentially joining the squad, I think is the big part, because the squad is like where we're building that space. So it's almost like we're constantly promoting the squad, so people know, okay, this is where I want to go. This is where I can build a community. And we have people that are like, that are going to be having those conversations with you and the squad as well. And then once you're already in the squad building community, we're also giving like political updates, the trainings that I was talking to you before, ensuring that people know what are the things that they can do locally. So, for example, we have spaces where we do phone bankings, where we call our elected officials and we tell them, this is what we want you to do. This is your role as an elected official. This is how you can represent my community. And then we have all of those things in all of those spaces, so that people know essentially how they can plug into the work. I think the biggest things that we wanted to do, especially, you know, based on like what we've been seeing from the media, is being able to dispel the myths of what people talk about immigrants and then redirect it back to the facts, right? Like immigrant communities are not necessarily, you know, we're not harmful. We're not the things that like you will hear from like they are doing this and that and whatnot. Like immigrant communities are, they're your friends, they're your neighbors, they're your family members. You don't know, for example, who in like your local restaurant, who in your library is an immigrant, right? And for example, I know that right now we're talking about gaming, for example, right? And you see things like the way that Star Wars has been trying to introduce Latinos into the narrative. And it's because Latinos are... It's not just because Latinos are just kind of like all this like token that we just want to put in video games. Like we're real people that we're part of like the world, right? And I mean, I did some research, and I wanted to make sure I came prepared for our conversation today.
Oh, look at that! He could prepare.
And so okay, we have Humberly, as Kvess here on this game. We have Oscar Isaac. He was Poe.
Yeah.
On Star Wars.
Yeah. Actually, you know some funny thing about him? He lived where I grew up in Miami, like around the same complex. Yeah, yeah. So he was there when I actually moved there, when the first hurricane popped up. My first hurricane experience, Hurricane Andrew. He was around that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's cool seeing that. he blocks from my dad's house.
And he's Guatemalan too, and the same country where I was born and raised.
That's really cool.
Okay, we have Oscar Isaac. We have Rosario Dawson. She's Ahsoka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have Diego Luna, who is Andor, and we have Pedro Pascal in The Mandalorian. So, I mean, I'm mentioning these names and like their role in like Star Wars because like this is how you humanize like Latinos, right? And this is how we as immigrants, we're part of like, we're not just like some random like story that you see from like some negative story that you see from the news. We're real people. We're like the people that you see and live and you talk to every single day. And I think the work that they're doing in Star Wars to, you know, bring more and more Latinos is like essentially also the way that we want to talk about immigrants, right? The way that we want to see immigrants in popular culture, just like what you see online. So you can see the reality of who immigrants are in the United States.
Yeah, no, that's good. I like that you brought up all the actors that were involved in Star Wars, man. That's pretty cool. I was not expecting that. Great job, Rodrigo.
I had to come prepared. I had to come prepared.
Yeah.
You know who else is Latino? You remember Leia Organa's dad? He's a Latino character.
You talk about Jimmy from... he's in episode one, right? We're taking like the prequels. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
He's Puerto Rican.
Boricua. Yep. That's pretty cool, man. That's awesome. Awesome. Now, for you, Rodrigo, I know I know they want to be involved to be part of the squad and everything like that. But what other things people could do, you know, how they can help another way too, besides also joining the squad? For people that want to join out, United with Dream Action.
Yeah. So for example, one of the things that we've been seeing also, you know, going back to the conversation we were having on Project 2025, you see things like, for example, the attacks that are taking place on DACA. DACA, for those who are watching, maybe you don't know, is a program that gives a work permit and a protection for deportation for young undocumented people. Mm-hmm. And DACA is currently in like this process of litigations, and the same people that are trying to pass like anti-immigrant bills are constantly attacking DACA to, you know, further this like white nationalist agenda to make sure that Latinos and immigrants all together are like oppressed, making sure that we don't have like the same rights, et cetera, right? Mm-hmm. And so through our sister organization, United We Dream, you will see also a lot of our work on DACA. And a lot of the work that we have on DACA is to make sure that we're telling the stories of DACA recipients, we're telling the stories of immigrants, telling the stories of people who support immigrants so that we can protect DACA. And so on the United We Dream, our sister organization, United We Dream, you will see things like text DACA info to 78757. And that's like another thing that we're doing in the United We Dream and United We Dream Action sphere. And then, you know, to do a selfless plug again for the squad.
Join the squad.
join the squad. So for United We Dream Action, text, you can use the link that Danny posted on below, or you can also text squad to 78757. And everything that you'll see for the squad, it will be... either crafted for the national response or the things that we have to do nationally, but they also will be able to give you keep you up to date on political state of play information and make sure that you have also the tools and everything that you need for your local work. So the squad will give you more details, and then on the national level with United We Dream, our sister organization, it will be all the work that we're doing with DACA.
So what are the things that you have accomplished since joining the team at United We Dream Action?
Oh yeah, it's been a wild ride, right? Like we've been able to, when I first joined United We Dream, I think we used to have something like Oh my god, I don't remember. We used to have about 15,000 followers on Twitter or something like that. And mm-hmm. I think our organization right now has like 120,000. Like, we've been able to grow a lot, and we continue to build movement with people, national, but also locally. Mm-hmm. We've been having a lot of like celebrities, you know, make sure that they support the work that we're doing with like young immigrant people. We've been able to build connections with immigrants that are like in states that are like very remote as well. We've been providing like resources like how you can get a driver's license for immigrants and things like that. Mm-hmm. So there's like a variety of things. I think last time that I talked to you, Danny, yeah. we were putting together a cooking show. Do you remember, with our sister organization, United with Dream?
Yeah, and I did brought up, hey, you gotta have some Dominican food in there. I know about that.
Yeah, and you know our hostess, Morelis, she's Dominican.
Dominican, yeah, she did mention that.
She's an immigrant from the Dominican Republic. So yeah, I mean,
Dominicana.
Yeah, we stay active. We stay active on all things. Like, it's like the political stuff. Like, we have active things on cultural work. Like, mm-hmm. there's a lot of like great accomplishments and great movement that we've been able to build. DACA, for example, was one of the policies that United with Dream fought and won in 2012. So there's sort of like this like big push. I know that right now there's a program called Keeping Families Together, mm-hmm. which is also another program that was won during the Biden presidency to protect the spouses of U.S. citizens.
Rodrigo, what other games have you been, while you take a break from work, is there anything that you've been playing too, besides Fortnite? Or
let me think. I've been doing some Fortnite.
I gotta check out the new seasons. I haven't really checked it out in a while.
Yeah, the new seasons are really good. Oh, yeah. The Elden Ring.
Have you tried the new expansion?
Yeah.
It is hard. It is hard. I can't do it. But I'm playing a game that's similar to that. It's a Black Myth, a Wukong. It's not world.
Yeah,
it's not open world like Elden Ring, but it's really hard. It's tough. It's really, really tough.
Yeah. See, I've been meaning to play Wukong.
Yeah, I think you would like it. Also, let's continue. I know the one of the questions I asked you about like the stuff that you accomplished, like what are the things where how can you know the community can continue to help out and continue fighting for the community out there?
Yeah, so the first step, definitely join the squad. I think one of the mm-hmm. things that you're gonna find once you join the squad is there's either a series of anti-immigrant policies that we definitely need your support to stop, and then we will continue to keep you updated to the political, you know, state of play information in your state, mm-hmm. and like what's happening nationally. There are always opportunities for us to also pass positive things for immigrants, making sure that we give immigrants the right and dignity that they deserve, and being able to pass those victories either at the local level or national level. Is the way that we will be making those accomplishments. And you know, like I think like sometimes you can feel discouraged because like there is so much negativity out there, but change happens over time, and it takes time, mm-hmm. and it takes building community with each other. And so definitely joining the squad is how we will be able to either accomplish new things for the national level, the same way that we've been winning policies here and there, but we will also be having victories like on the local level, like, you know, driver's licenses for immigrants, mm-hmm. making sure that people can apply for working licenses in their own states. Those are all things that can happen in your own state that are independent from the victories that we can win nationally.
Mm-hmm. And I know people are gonna say like, look, you know, why it's important to vote local, because I think local politics is very, very important, you know, especially like the Senate also, and you know, Congress and all that. So like why is also important to vote local candidates too?
Locally is where you can build the changes that you will see faster, right? Or the changes mm-hmm. that you will see Like, for example, the change that I can advocate here in Boston, here in Massachusetts, mm-hmm. the day that it takes place, I will see it here because this is where I live. Mm-hmm. And that's how we will build, you know, change and advocacy in different places across the country by building and changing our local places, our local communities as well. Because we will see, the more that we build a better infrastructure locally across the country, the easier it will be to build more advocacy in support of immigrants on a nationwide space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it is. Is there any advice where, you know, to do more research on that, or like local issues and stuff like that from United We Dream Action? There's anything like from the website where people could learn more of things that they could do more research before voting or anything like that? Because I know the that's coming up now in November, right?
Yeah. So if you follow us on social media on United mm-hmm. We Dream Action, you will see all of the work and research that we're putting out, and you will sure. be able to stay updated. So follow us on social media, you know, United We Dream Action on Twitter, United We Dream Action on Instagram, United We Dream Action on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Our website is uwdaction.org. So all of those spaces are the places where you can stay updated with the latest information and make sure that you have everything that you need for either local advocacy or continuing to fight for the immigrant community at large.
Is there anything coming up for you and your team too? That you guys have been working on for a while? I know you mentioned your cooking show. Is there anything else that you guys are planning to have to get more people involved and to register to vote and all that stuff and to learn more about these issues?
I mean, I will say that I don't want to spoil, but there will be announcements on our social media soon.
So, oh, that's pretty cool. So you gotta follow them. Gotta yeah, follow them on social media,
that,
man.
Nothing that I can commit to say right now, but definitely follow us on social media.
Look, he did mention too in the past that you guys worked with celebs, so we never know. This is cool, man. No, really good. It's been good to have you back, man, having these conversations. I think it is very important. I know we're gonna have a lot of people that listen to the podcast that probably gonna join the squad, and they're gonna, you know, help out as much as you can. Also, is there only a way also like to donate anything like that too for United We Dream Action too?
Yes. So if you go on the website, you should be able to find the button to donate all the way in the top. So
oh, good. Good.
Ways,
make,
yes.
Make sure to go and support, man. See, I have Rihanna here. My wife, she said, I gotta catch that cooking show. Hey, man. Of course. Now, what are the things you guys cooked on that show? Because I know people are gonna be curious about it too, man. Is there any couple of things that people could check out from there? One of your favorites, maybe?
Oh my God, I can't remember one of. There were so many good ones. I think it's difficult to choose a favorite at this point. But I will say the next thing. Not mm-hmm. only we have the cooking show on our sister organization United We Dream, we also have a cookbook on how to prepare some of the dishes.
Oh, snap. See, look, I live in Los Angeles, so there's a lot of ingredients that I can't get here because I'm used to stuff in the East Coast. But I found a supermarket that's all Latin America products, you know, from Mexico, from all South America, and also from like the islands, you know, Dominican, Puerto Rican, and stuff like that. So I usually go there all the time and just to get a couple of things and we cook it from home. Like, oh, this is like the closest, like it feels like at home, you know? And, mm-hmm. and there's probably people that are not, they're not in the islands or they're in their country. And I think this, watching this show or learning how to cook, this is like the closest thing to like at home, right?
Yeah. I mean, for example, I didn't know how to cook, you know, Guatemalan dishes until when I was older and I was already living here. I had to learn through my grandma. My grandma told me how to do them. And then I had to like go and visit the stores that you're mentioning right now so I can get the, you know, the ingredients that are as closest as I can find to what they have in Guatemala.
For those who are listening to the podcast, which we have way bigger audience there on the podcast, make sure to go to the description and click the link and join the squad. Right, Rodrigo?
That's correct. So join the squad. And if you don't have like, you know, like a link right now or like a way that, you know, you can't like, for example, go on a website, you can always just text the word squad to 78757 and you'll mm-hmm. you'll we'll have a system that will sign you up as well.
Yeah. And yeah, people like these streams, right? Because it's like it's very casual. We talk about gaming. We also talk about our culture. You know, talk about United We Dream Action, all that stuff, man. So how long you guys been around? United We Dream, for those that don't know. How long you guys been around now?
Over a decade. And if I'm not wrong, last year was our 15-year anniversary.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's cool. That's really, really cool.
We did a sort of a quinceañera cake as well.
Oh, quinceañera. Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Wait, a cake? Cake too?
A cake too, yeah.
Oh, snap. You guys got pictures or no? And socials?
Don't quote me on this one. I think we do, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So good. Rodrigo, anything else, man, before we wrap it up here?
Yeah.
Anything you would like to promote? And thank you so much also for coming in and having these, you know, these important conversations about everything, man. And want people to go right now, join the squad, and also register to vote, learn about the issues from United We Dream Action, go to the official website, and let's make some change, man.
Yeah,
after this conversation.
Thanks for having me again, Danny. I really appreciate it. And all I want to say, you know, all over again is, you know, we're living through difficult and challenging times. We're seeing a lot of like these things with like Project 2025, where they're trying to promote like very anti-immigrant things, very anti-immigrant policies, like mass deportation, mass family separation. It's a scary time to live through, but it's also a time for us to be able to build community, be able to build a space for each other so we can fight for the change that we want. You know, like I mentioned to you, like the actors that we've seen from Star Wars, how they humanize the story, how they bring Latinos into this space. We want to make sure that we tell the stories of immigrants in the United States so everybody knows who we are, who are the community that we need to build in. And you know, essentially, just like this game, being able to build that open world, being able to build that better universe for all of us, like where we're seeing past, you know, racism, past like the borders, past like anything that is like anti-immigrant, and just seeing a better future for immigrant communities altogether in the United States. So thanks again for having me. And then anybody that is watching or anybody that is listening, you can join in by texting SQUAD to 78757, and we'll see you there. We'll see you in the fight. Join us.
Yes, definitely. 100%. I'm in there too, man. I'm in there too. Everyone, thank you for listening to our conversation with Rodrigo. Rodrigo, thank you so much, man. Hopefully we can do this again, man, in the future, man. We should do this before the election, man. We definitely should do this again.
I'm down. Thank you, Danny.
Yeah, no problem.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, so that was the interview with Rodrigo Huertas from United We Dream Action. Great conversation overall. Let me know your thoughts. Go right now on Spotify. You could post comments there or send me an email, danny@gamertagradio.com. Just want to hear your thoughts about the conversation. Hopefully we could do more of these in the future. But remember, tomorrow, right? Yeah, it's sometime tomorrow, a brand new episode of Gamer Tag Radio with all about Dragon Age. And also in the future, can't say when or where, just be on the lookout for it. We also have a surprise episode. You don't want to miss this episode. It's really, really cool. All right, so we're out here. Thank you for listening. Until next time, I'm out.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.